So my study began in 2003 when I was diagnosed with stones in my kidney. I went in for surgery to remove those stones, but the doctors removed my kidney because it was too badly inflamed to operate. Since then, I'd had no medical care because I didn't know much about kidney disease. Up until 2008 when I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, then as well, I didn't know about care and how important it was to take your medication. In 2015, I married my high school sweetheart, Sanjeev, who donated his kidney to me. We got married and we had a miscarriage that year. Actually, not a miscarriage, a termination, because my kidney function had already began to drop and the doctors didn't recommend a pregnancy. In 2016, when we decided to plan to start our family again, I was diagnosed with kidney failure where my kidney was at 27%. That year, I felt like my world was coming because already I thought that, well, life's going to end for me sooner than expected. And in 2019, I began dialysis. Dialysis has been a tough road. I've been through so much of difficulties, mental breakdowns, emotional breakdowns, physical breakdowns. I've had fatigue. I've had days where I just gave up completely. I've been for 3 surgeries in 2 years, not even 2 years, less. I've lost my job. I've had COVID and I've had depression. So I've been through a lot, but Sanjeev pushed me through. We met in school in 2002 and we became high school sweethearts. In 2004, we began dating. And in 2015, we got married. In school, Sanjeev promised me his kidney and he lived up to that promise. When I started my transplant workup in 2021, Sanjeev, just without even asking me, said that this is something that he is going to do and he is going to transplant. Donate his kidney. He began the workup and he had also been to theater for tests, which was terrible for him. And in 2022, February this year, we were approved. And on the 1st of April, we had our transplant. Sanjeev's been my pillar of strength, my biggest motivator, and my Hitler. I always call him Hitler because he's always pushed me. He's been hard on me just so that I wouldn't give up, just so that I would push through and live each day and make sure that I didn't have self-pity. And that's how we lived our life. And I'm so grateful for everything that he's done for me. So grateful that he's given me a second chance at life. He really is an angel from above. I don't know what I would have done without him, because nobody would have done this for me, and he did. And I just want people to know that your loved ones will do this if they truly love you. And I found that he truly loves me. I just want people, as much as people as possible, to donate, to register to donate, to become an organ donor. There's so many people on the waiting list, and everybody deserves a second chance at life. And if you can do that, it'll be amazing. Remember, everybody's struggling with something in life. Don't judge anybody. Just understand, be nice, be kind, be polite, and learn the helping hand where you can.